Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
On draft night, Damian Lillard's future did not become all that much clearer, but will it now in the coming days? It is Chris Carlin in for Greeny, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Did the Warriors championship window just stay open with their trade of Jordan Poole, fixing their chemistry if Draymond comes back and adding a piece like CP3 to be a backup point guard? That is on the way. And is Lillard in a position now, after the Portland Trailblazers drafted Scoot Henderson, that he has to go? And the answer to that is simply yes. First of all, here is Joe Cronin, the Blazers GM, on the decision to draft Scoot Henderson.
I would say we made the biggest move possible by drafting Scoot Henderson. He's going to be better than any player that would maybe be perceived as that big move. And then you start factoring in the other things that matter in this league, the salary cap, you know, him on a rookie scale. That allows us to build a lot more depth than we would have been able to otherwise.
What he is telling you that is simply, if we were to trade for Zion Williamson to try to get into the three pick for the New Orleans Pelicans, if we were willing to trade him for anybody else, it was going to kill us in the salary cap, and that's not what we're interested in doing right now. But that also should indicate that it is time further to move on from Dame Lillard and start to accommodate him for what he wants. Part of it for me has always been that I don't know that Dame Lillard wants to be the bad guy here. I really don't. I feel like Dame has built this relationship with the city of Portland, and while he has been honest about his desire to play for a champion, he's never come out and said, I want out. I think the Warriors, or rather the Blazers, have to do that for him, so to speak. He doesn't want to publicly say it, and I get it. But the problem here is, Dame, nobody's going to blame you. Is anybody in Portland, for everything Lillard has meant up there, going to blame him at his age of, what, 33 years old, of wanting to go somewhere else to try to win a title when the Warriors are just not, or the Warriors, I keep saying that, when the Trailblazers are just not that close? I don't think they will. I don't think they will in the least. He will forever be beloved in that town. Outside of Bill Walton in his prime, he may be the best player. Well, Clyde too, but he's, put it this way, he's one of the top three players in the history of the organization. Clyde's probably number one, Walton two, and him three. But Walton had a much shorter period because of the injuries. But the point is simply this. Nobody's forgetting about Dame, and nobody's getting angry at Dame for forcing his way out of town in this particular situation. There are other times where that happens. This is not one of them. For Portland's sake, they need to move on from Dame, because this is an exceptionally tradable asset. This is somebody that can get you an awful lot in return. And the Miami Heat have the draft picks. They have Tyler Hero if they have an interest in a young player who does make a decent amount of money, but not anything that you would consider unmanageable, especially when there is a floor now that has to be reached when it comes to NBA salaries. It's not just a cap, but there is a floor as well in the new collective bargaining agreement. You got to pay somebody. And with that being the case, why not just make it him? Why not? Make it somebody else who's a younger player who may be able to help you down the line, like a Tyler Hero, as opposed to Dame. Do the right thing by each other here. As far as the Sixers are concerned, if you are hoping to get Dame Lillard to Philadelphia, Boy, that's going to be awfully difficult. And Cam, I want to bring you in on this as a Sixers fan. What I have been really thrown off by is the Sixers' willingness right now to stick with the status quo and do everything they can to keep James Harden in Philadelphia, where they don't have any interest in going and signing Fred VanVleet, and they don't seemingly have any interest or the ability, rather, to get Dame Lillard.
Yeah, I think we talked about this a couple days ago, and I stand by what I said then, which is that I believe their big move this offseason was getting Nick Nurse as the head coach. They felt like Doc wasn't the right guy to run that. Whether that's true or not, I don't think he is entirely to blame at all for what happened at the end of that postseason series, because we've seen, you know, a different coach with Joel Embiid at the very least fall apart in other postseason series. So I think their big move, and now that they're looking to get Harden back, was to bring Nick Nurse in. They feel like he's a better guy to run the organization, has had more championship success recently. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think they're going to make that big splash. I think that was their big splash.
Yeah, I agree. And it feels like that's not a championship formula, and it feels like that is wasting the prime years of Joel Embiid, unless, and I love Nick Nurse as a coach, but unless he can really change the dynamic there, I think they are missing out on a huge opportunity. Then, other story of last night, CP3 getting traded after he got traded to Washington in the Phoenix deal for Bradley Beal. He turns around and he gets traded out to the Golden State Warriors in exchange for Jordan Poole. And right now, he has been on the job for about 5 days. Give Mike Dunleavy Jr. the Executive of the Year. Here's Woj on CP3 and this aspect of the deal. What his role will be in Golden State.
And Chris Paul, you are not asking him to carry a significant big role. There's plenty of great guard play here, but certainly the role he could play could be significant as they try to get back into championship contention. And, you know, Mike Dunleavy Jr. and Joe Lacob, their owner, they've talked about wanting to still compete, but also the reality with this new salary cap, 4 years, $140 million now off the books in Golden State.
He's going to be a backup point guard and play 15, 20 minutes a night. And that's awesome, because we all know CP3 is going to get hurt and we can count on that happening. And he's going to miss 15 games. You just hope that it's not during the postseason. So that will all keep him very fresh. And while there have been issues between him and the Warriors before, you know, apparently I heard on the Hoop Collective podcast this morning, and I was unaware of this, a few years back when Paul was playing for the Rockets and the Warriors, who had already won championships, came through and beat the Rockets in a playoff series in game 6, are all yelling as they're going toward the locker room, their own locker room, yelling down toward the Houston locker room, blank Chris Paul, blank Chris Paul. So are there fences to be mended there? Yeah, maybe, but they will. The bigger story is getting rid of that contract. And not just the money being gone, but Jordan Poole and Draymond Green were not going to coexist. And you saw the effect that the fight at the beginning of the year had on Jordan Poole. And you might say, well, that was all Draymond's fault. He's the one who punched him. He's the one who should go. No. Who's won the championships? Who's going to win that struggle for power? It's Draymond Green. And if they want Draymond back, they made sure that Jordan Poole was going to be gone. I'll tell you. And again, a situation where Washington has to pay somebody, because there is going to be a salary floor. It may as well be a young player who they still feel pretty good about in his ability to get past what happened last year. A brilliant, brilliant move by Mike Dunleavy Jr. So with this, have the Warriors revived their dynasty? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Carlin in for Greeny, presented by Progressive Insurance. Let us hit some calls. We'll check in with Preston up first on ESPN Radio. Preston, what do you got, buddy boy?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. So talking about the whole Chris Paul thing, I think it is a terrible fit. I think that Chris Paul should have demanded to go somewhere else. I know he had didn't really have much of a say, but I really thought he was going to get bought out by the Wizards and go to the Clippers. I thought that was a reunion bound to happen. I just don't see this working out. I see them being too small, especially with the Nuggets playing big ball now. I just don't see this working out for a championship aspect. I just don't see it working. Thank you guys for taking my call.
I understand what you're saying. Chris Paul's not the part of it that you really have to worry about. It's that when Steve Kerr at the end of the season addressed the media, one of the first things he said was, yeah, that fight at the beginning of the year between Poole and Draymond was a major issue for our chemistry all season long. And they just fixed it. They just fixed it. I have to believe that's going to have a big role on a team that has won championships and understands what it's all about. To me, that window that was just about shut, maybe a crack it back open a little bit. Tim, next on ESPN Radio. Tim, what say you, brother?
Chris, really bad move for the Warriors. Chris Paul's a cancer everywhere he's been, any team he's been on. He goes to a team, first year is good. The second year he starts pulling the I'm the president of the players union stuff. There's always stuff in the background that goes bad. I'd love to be a fly on the wall for the Draymond, giving him this is how we do it here speech. He'll probably punch Chris Paul right there.
Well, listen, if Chris Paul doesn't buy in, he's not going to win a championship. Let's talk about this from his perspective. This is it, bro. You just got a golden ticket, okay? You got the entirety of your salary for this year guaranteed, whereas it wasn't basically 5 days ago. And now, instead of getting 15.8, you're getting $31 million, and you're going to Golden State for the season. You want to call him a ring chaser? Well, you got traded there. I'm not going to do that. But the opportunity is greater than it ever has been before. And I understand what I'm saying. This will be Chris Paul's greatest opportunity to win a championship. And whatever they need you to do, they need you to carry the towels in the water. That's what you do. As a backup point guard to play 15, 20 minutes a night, you got it. I'm on board, Steve Kerr. I keep thinking, ever since this trade happened, about that video of Steve Kerr kind of laughing with Chris Paul as they're playing each other, and Paul's walking off the court, laughing, looking at Kerr, and then he just turns his head, no smile, and as if to say, screw that guy. Yeah, I'll let him play along, but no. Well, we'll see how this all plays out. Now, I don't expect Chris Paul to be a major problem for the Golden State Warriors, because if he is, they'll get rid of him. They'll waive him. They'll suck up the money, and they will waive him during the season if they have to. Carlin for Greeny, ESPN Radio, and on the ESPN app. Up next, college bowling. I'm not joking. You are going to want to hear this story. It's nuts, including some of the craziest quotes you have ever heard. And we're able to tie in George Costanza. It's all there next on ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Greeny, the podcast.
Park is here. It's exciting. It's Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Park was there to literally laugh at me on First Take with one of the worst takes, admittedly, I have ever had prior to the whole Ja mess in buying into the Memphis Grizzlies prior to the playoffs. And you and Canty just having a field day. And I don't know. Demoralized wasn't the word. Just put in my place was more of the word.
Well, I mean, not really. Not when it comes down to predicting a playoff series, right? Like, yeah. Because, I mean, if we all be billionaires if we can predict things and go our way, right? But I just, you know, with the Grizzlies, they just had too much going on internally. And I just thought that with Steven Adams and Brandon Clark missing and the thing going on with Ja, and I just felt like it was a bit too much. But it's all good. You still my guy. I'm here.
No, I know. I appreciate it. And as we have learned, it is not important to be right.
No. Right. I've been wrong.
Well, let's start there before we get to CP3. Marcus Smart going there, the influence that he could have. And you, as a Celtic guy, feel like you're kind of rolling your eyes at this one.
Yeah, I hate it for the Celtics.
Yeah.
I love it for Memphis.
Okay, what's the biggest role he can have here? How can he help fix this?
Well, he's a leader.
Yeah.
He's a leader. And this is what people need to realize. Just because you're the franchise guy doesn't make you a leader. A lot of teams that I've been on, the franchise guy is not always the leader. He's the best player on the floor, but he's not the voice in the locker room. Marcus Smart was the voice in the locker room for the Celtics. He was the guy that was holding guys accountable. He was the guy that was uplifting. That's what the Grizzlies need. That's what Ja Morant need. And on top of that, you know, one thing we could never question about Smart, we could always, you know, yell at the TV when we're watching the Celtics playing and ask ourselves or ask him without him hearing us, why did you take that shot? But we can never question his heart. We can never question that he never take possessions off. So Memphis actually got them a golden piece in Marcus Smart that I believe is going to help them elevate. Now, they did lose Tyus Jones, but the thing that people don't realize is Marcus Smart has done a hell of a job over the last couple years of transitioning himself a little bit, of actually being able to play a point guard role at times. So when Ja does goes to the bench, you could bring him back with the second unit.
As we look at what happened here with the Celtics, you know, does it now fall that leadership role that has been vacated more on Brogdon, more on Derek White?
You know what? I think the trust is more in Derek White.
Yeah.
We're talking about a guy that made an all-defensive team this year, a guy that was really consistent throughout the course of this postseason on the offensive end for the Celtics. Hell, one could argue he was the best player on the Celtics in the first round against the Hawks, the way he was tearing it up offensively. I'm looking at Derek White, and his energy is contagious. Grew up under that Popovich Spurs culture. You could tell the way he plays the game the right way, and hopefully that rubs off on the other guys so now the ball's not sticking. You have more player movement, more ball movement. So I'm looking at Derek White to elevate his game even more.
Kendrick Perkins joining us, Big Perk. It is Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio. Do you like the Porzingis fit in Boston?
No.
I gotta, why not?
Because I got to see it first. Like, yeah. I need to see what type of offense they're going to be running. I need to see if you're going to go with a double big lineup and have, you know, Porzingis and Robert Williams on the floor. Then I need to see if Porzingis is going to be durable. Like, last year I understand he played about 62 games.
There's no pressure, though.
But now, when it's pressure, talking about winning the championship, is he going to be able to sustain that level of health throughout the course of that journey? Like, and Robert Williams, we already know about his history for us. His knees, I got to see it first. I'm not sold on it. I hope that I'm wrong, but I'm not sold on it.
See, for me, And tell me I'm wrong. I thought they immediately became, not that they weren't potentially that already, the best team in the East.
No.
Now, why not? Because no. For me, if you're adding somebody like that of that caliber who could score like that and is such a versatile big man in today's game, it feels like it's awfully valuable when you have two stars around him who struggled at times in that series down the stretch.
Yeah, but they struggled with their decision-making. So we have to realize this. Porzingis is going to have to be efficient.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to get that many shot attempts. I mean, you're talking around the range of maybe 12 to 15 shot attempts a game average. Because if they do re-sign Jaylen Brown, now, you know, him and Jason Tatum, they putting up 20 to 25 shots. You still got Derrick White. You still got Malcolm Brogdon. So you still have the ball got to be distributed to get there. But, again, I have to see it. I have to see it. I haven't seen – Porzingis on the big stage. I haven't seen him in the conference finals. I don't know what he's capable of doing.
How's Mazzulla in this equation?
You know what? I like what they did for us adding Sam Cassell and upgrading his coaching staff. I thought the loss to Ime Udoka was huge at the beginning of the season, and we heard the comments from Jaylen Brown and Marcus Smart. And I also thought the loss throughout the regular season when Damon Stoudemire went to Georgia Tech was also huge. So now he has a year under his belt. He also upgraded. They also did a great job of upgrading his coaching staff. I think he's going to come back better. The thing is, Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown has to come back better as leaders.
Kendrick Perkins with us. Big Perk on ESPN Radio, ESPN NBA analyst. Let's shift now to CP3. To me, the story of this trade is not CP3. The story of this trade is getting rid of Jordan Poole and that contract. And what they admitted at the end of the year was a major problem, as it turned out, with what happened with Draymond at the beginning of the year. What'd you make of it?
Well, the important part about this trade is Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Because that's what this trade was based on. You couldn't bring Jordan Poole back into that locker room with Draymond Green. They already talked about how the tension was throughout the course of this season from what happened in training camp. And now all of a sudden, you could be on the verge of losing the second most important guy to your franchise outside of Steph Curry, right, and Draymond Green. You have to make that move. You have to be able to bring Draymond back. Steve Kerr on record saying, we're not a championship team without Draymond Green. Steve Kerr also, he couldn't play Jordan Poole in crucial minutes in the postseason. He basically had to bench him. And then we could go back on several occasions where we saw Steph was frustrated with Jordan Poole's shot selection. I wish Jordan Poole well, but to all the young guys out there, I would like to say this. When you have opportunity to be on the team and be in the culture and to compete for titles, after you got your bag, you don't take that for granted. Because I done seen so many guys that have left Golden State, young players, and they're nowhere to be found. They're not even in the league anymore. So you can't take playing with greatness for granted. Doc Rivers used to tell me that all the time. Perk, don't take playing with Paul and KG and Ray for granted. Like, a lot of young guys don't get this opportunity. And I hope Jordan Poole does well. I believe he's going to go out there. He's going to get his shot attempts. He's going to be able to start. He's going to be able to be the man. But I hope it don't backfire where he'd be like, damn, I really had this opportunity, and I let it slip.
All right. There has been no love loss to CP3 and the Warriors over the years. He's probably walking in as a backup for a year. How do you read that? How much fence mending that needs to be done there?
I don't know how to read into it.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting to see what type of adjustments offensively Steve Kerr is going to make. Just, okay, because if I believe they will. When they signed Draymond Green back, he basically been the point guard for that team over the last 2 years, right? Still playing off the ball, the cutting, the movement, him and Clay. I just want to see how CP3 is going to fit. I want to see, is he going to be able to keep up with the pace? I want to see, is he going to come in off the bench and take a limited role? Like, all these things I need to know, because he's not going to start over Draymond. He's not going to start over Andrew Wiggins, Steph, Clay. So are you going to go big with a five-man at that, or are you going to go small and put Draymond at the five, which I believe you can't in today's game, especially when you got a beast like Jokic in the Western Conference.
I'm going to take calls on this in a second. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Hit the lines. What pitfall, or the question is simply this. Have the Warriors revived their dynasty with the last 24 hours? So I'll ask you that question. Their dynasty hopes that may at the end of the year, when you're watching the finals, feel like they're dashed. Is there all of a sudden, is it the Undertaker all of a sudden waking up and saying, you know what, not dead yet?
Why, because they got Chris Paul?
No, but because they were able to kind of fix that chemistry.
Hell no. And look, Carl, I'm on record saying this, and I'm going to repeat it to you. In the next 15 to 20 years, I don't believe we're going to see any more dynasties, and I don't believe we're going to see any more repeats. Over the last 5 years, we have had five different NBA champions. The Raptors, the Lakers, the Bucks, the Warriors, and now the Denver Nuggets. And all of a sudden, before the draft, we had three blockbuster trades. Before the draft, we see Bill going to Phoenix. We just saw the move with CP3. We just saw the move with Marcus Smart and Porzingis. Teams are not waiting. Teams are getting better. And we haven't even really hit free agency yet. So when it comes down to the Warriors, I said this, you know, this season, I feel like their dynasty run is over.
All right, last one. Victor Wembanyama coming in. What pitfalls are there for him, all the hype around him coming into the league? What's going to be the wake-up call for him?
You know what? I don't believe it's going to be one.
Really?
To be honest with you. And here's why. We know he need to put on a little bit more size. I get that. But he's so skilled. He's so long and tall. His defense ability of blocking shots, not only at the rim, but around the three-point line. He's the only person in the league that could probably anchor a pick and roll and guard the basket at the same time. But when I look at Victor, we talk about how lucky the Spurs are to get him, and rightfully so. But he's also lucky to go to the Spurs, a culture, Greg Popovich. And you heard Pop talk about it this morning or last night when he said, we just want Victor to be Victor, and we got to make sure we do everything in our power to put him in position to be successful. And the one thing that we know about the Spurs, we can't never question their culture, and we can never question what they do in organizations for us putting guys in position to be successful.
Perk, love having you here. And I feel like I got to take advantage of this opportunity because...
Do your thing. I'm here.
Well, here's the thing. I like to ask people that I watch on TV or that I get to see who I feel like have unique perspectives on things. And I want to know their philosophical answers to questions. So we're going to do a little lightning.
All right.
I'm just going to fire three at you. And it has nothing to do with basketball, nothing to do with anything else. You give me your immediate response. Are eyebrows facial hair?
Yeah.
I don't know about that. I think that's anything above the eyes. Like when somebody says you got to cut your facial hair, are they counting your eyebrows?
Yes, because some don't women get their eyebrows arched?
Yeah.
Some men do.
No, I know.
And ain't the eyebrows on your face?
Well, like if you're saying this, you go into the barbershop, you're saying I'm getting rid of the whole thing, getting rid of all my facial hair. They're not taking off your eyebrows.
They're not, but I sometimes get them lined up a little bit because my eyebrows actually connect.
Yeah, mine do too. And they get bushy. I do, despite appearances, have a little bit of vanity to me.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But I don't think they're facial hair. I don't think they count.
So what you call it?
I would just say it's part, I think anything from the nose above
so
is part of the hairline, part of the head. Because if I take my eyebrows off, it's weird. If I take my beard off, it's irregular.
I think your hair start from the end of your eyebrows.
Okay. Well, that's fair. Listen, we disagree. You're not right, but that's fine. Question two, should I, as an adult, celebrate your birthday if it is a non-milestone birthday?
No.
Thank you.
I can't stand adults that go overboard about their birthdays when they're turning the age of 33.
Exactly.
Or 27 or 42. I'm like, okay, like, oh, man, I got to turn up. I got to go get a new outfit. I got to do this. I'm like, relax.
Greeny has been talking about this all week. I couldn't agree more.
It makes my damn skin crawl.
I agree. And you got to go through those Instagram stories. Everybody's reposting.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. Dear God.
How about the person that wanted to actually send you a text to tell you to make sure you post them because it's their birthday?
Oh, my God.
It's the worst.
Those people should have their phones taken away.
Or get blocked.
Outstanding. All right, we're one for two here in my book. Last question. Who wins in a fight, bear or a shark?
Depends if they don't, which one's on land.
Neutral site in space.
A bear.
Why a bear?
Because it is more versatile. Like a shark, the only thing you have to worry about with a shark is, right, get like his bite. With a bear, you got to worry about everything. And a bear could go on four legs, stand on two legs. It could swipe. It could kill you with the claws. It could bite. It could move around. It's more agile.
I see. I feel like the shark in space, I can still get around a little bit. And that's a big, big bite. Like, it's one of those things where you got a little guy who's fast and a big guy gets him. It's over.
You know I'm a deep thinker, and you're going to have me thinking about this all day long.
Well, I want you to think about it all day long. That was the goal. I'm not going to grade you on that one, okay? That's an objective question, and I appreciate your subjectivity on it.
I appreciate you for having me.
Thank you, Perk. Thank you. That is Kendrick Perkins, Awesome Stuff with Perk. With us, it's Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio and on the ESPN app. In just moments, we've got so much more to get to, including Aaron Rodgers speaking at a psychedelic conference this week. He tells us the real reason he won back-to-back MVPs.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Greeny, the podcast.
It's been like a dream month so far.
Since he's become a New York Jet, and he says he's just reminded every single day that he made the right decision.
Every day there's been something that's kind of been a little special sign or just a cool moment that reminds me I'm in the right place.
We're still having debates about the facial hair thing and the eyebrows, because if somebody tells you I'm shaving everything, you don't include eyebrows in that, you know? If you're going to go completely hairless, you know, shave your chest, shave your head. I would not expect you to shave your eyebrows off. But listen, we digress. I thought it was a very insightful conversation with Perk about that and all things NBA. It's Carlin in for Greeny on ESPN Radio, presented by Progressive Insurance. Round out your protection with life, phone, and pet health insurance. Not great news for the Jets yesterday. Earlier in the offseason, they traded for Chuck Clark, the safety from the Baltimore Ravens, who really could help them. They wanted to get a little depth back there, and now he is out for the year, unfortunately, torn ACL. They did sign Adrian Amos to replace him, but still, Chuck Clark is a guy. Canty and I did the game up in New England where the Ravens were playing them early in the season back in week 3, And we were both really impressed with what Chuck Clark could do at that point. And then there's more for the Jets.
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, what?
I'm sorry, what?
It's our guy Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, lately I've been on a very positive kick with Aaron Rodgers. Got to give me some credit there because you know where I feel about this, and that's not good. But Aaron Rodgers was speaking at a psychedelics conference out in Denver, Colorado. I guess that psychedelic mushrooms out there, while at some point they may have been legal, I mean, dear God, what hasn't been legal in Colorado the last 10 years or so, but are now being banned once again. So here is Aaron Rodgers on the impact that psychedelics have had on him at the psychedelics conference in Denver.
Yeah, all these bums who want to, you know, come after me online about my experience and stuff, they've never tried it. They're the perfect people for it. We need to get these people taking it. And you know what? It's going to be hard to cancel me because, you know, the previous year, 26 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. We had a good season. Ayahuasca, 48 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. MVP. What are you going to say?
I'm going to say that you're out of your mind if you think that's the reason. First of all, I get it. Some people believe in that kind of stuff being mind expanding. I should be able to expand my mind without vomiting violently, which apparently ayahuasca causes. I wouldn't know. Aaron's right. I've never done it. Maybe I'm one of those people who needs it the most, but I'd like to think that no, I don't. And secondly, the idea of 48 touchdowns and an MVP, thank you, ayahuasca, for getting it done. If that was the case, every guy in the league would be doing ayahuasca right now, and they would be spending their entire off season in Peru. That's not the case. You know what Aaron Rodgers really is? A few years ago, you guys know I do the games on radio, play-by-play for Rutgers football. And this is probably 5-6 years ago. We are playing at Penn State, and it is a night game. So during the day, I've got time to kill, and I go to a Starbucks in town in State College to kind of read notes, you know, get some last-minute preparations for the game. And I'm sitting next to a table of what has to be second-year philosophy majors at Penn State. And the aggravating aspect of it is listening to them all expound upon the greatness of the human mind, the problems with society, when they have never lived a day of reality in their entire lives. And you listen to this kid, well, you know, if we would just handle the oil in the Middle East a little bit differently, I don't mean to shut down people's thoughts, but kid, you're a sophomore at Penn State. Shut up. And he may have been the kind of guy that was just trying to impress a lot of women because there were a few women at the table too, like just drinking it in. Aaron Rodgers is that annoying college sophomore taking his first philosophy class and trying to explain to you all of life, the meaning of it, and where it is all coming from. I could not sit next to him for 5 minutes trying to explain to me everything that he knows and everything I do not know. Cam, I don't know if you took philosophy in college.
I did.
Am I not wrong in characterizing it this way?
Yeah, I certainly had a couple kids in my class who came into that class thinking that they already kind of knew what we were going to learn about.
Were they wearing a scarf when they did?
I think there were some scarf wearers in that class for sure. It was a little while, you know, it wasn't that long ago. It was like 4 or 5 years ago, but
right,
I don't have the best
week.
I don't have the best memory for it, but definitely some kids walking into that class thinking that they had it all figured out before they even needed to learn anything.
If you needed to get it, could you have gotten weed from those kids?
Yeah, easily.
Of course you could.
Probably more than that. Probably could have gotten it from the professor.
Of course. But those guys in particular are so annoying. I can remember I actually sat there live tweeting at the time about this group's sitting next to me and how lost this kid was in trying to lead this group discussion on the problems with the world and how we can fix them. And dear God, it would only take 5 minutes.
Carlin, you don't get it. We just need to figure out the oil in the Middle East and everything
exactly.
will be fine. And you need to take ayahuasca and you're going to win Most Valuable Broadcaster of the Year.
I'm going to expand my mind and become so much better.
Yeah.
Dear God. If that was the case, I would have done it years and years and years ago.
Well, you're one of the bums he's referring to that's criticizing him.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Drafted number one overall, just as we thought. Superstar Victor Wembanyama was in the zone last night at the NBA draft. Get in the zone. Brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone. Let us hit a couple of calls here on the Warriors and their situation at 888-SAY-ESPN. Steve up first on ESPN Radio. Steve, what say you, brother?
Thanks for taking my call, Chris. I'm going to say that the Warriors are not a primetime contender for a championship next season, and here's why. We saw during the semifinal round of the Western Conference between the Lakers and the Warriors how much difficulty they were having matching up with Anthony Davis. Draymond Green's a great defensive player, but he's an undersized center. You're going to need to add a big to the front court to match up with an AD, a Nikola Jokic, or even a Jaren Jackson Jr. And to me, that's the next move for the Warriors. Great move to acquire CP3 and get out from under the Jordan Poole contract, as you mentioned. But to me, they're a player away in the front court to match up with those guys. And if they do, they become a serious contender for next season, in my opinion.
Listen, I understand it. I think, though, that they have put some life back into it by addressing a major problem with their chemistry. And that, to me, is a much bigger thing. And, by the way, dumping off that contract that was a mistake last year, absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic move. Mel, up next. Mel, you've got 20 seconds. You're on ESPN Radio.
All right. It was a bad move for Golden State. I just think with having Draymond, he get the rebound, go coast to coast, find open guys. That's how they run. I don't see how CP3 sitting into this offense, maybe off the bench when Draymond and maybe Steph is off the floor. It can work, but having Draymond and CP, to me, just you're working backwards.
Yeah, it's not a maybe if CP3 comes off the bench. Chris Paul is going to be a bench player here. He's not going to start for the Warriors. And if you are definitively bringing back Draymond Green, in other words, if he definitively wants to come back, then this was a move that can do nothing but help you. And I get it. They didn't necessarily love each other, but they will learn to make it work if it means trying to win a championship. More on Dame Lillard, his future, next.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the Podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio. Or watch the show through the Watch tab on the ESPN app. Also catch Greeny on Get Up, weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN. And also available wherever you get your podcasts.